didn't have to get going with the qualifying.
I know you're feeling personally, you're feeling like the effect of one season over there in Europe, or you're not feeling
good. No, I feel good.
Coming into the national team, always getting a boost, you know. So, in all ways, as a group, we're re-energized right now and really ready for two important games.
It doesn't change much. You play 4-4-2 and you have a guy like Kunti who's going to play underneath, and a lot of times it turns into 4-2-3-1. It depends on the players, not the position. We've shown that now. We all have experience of playing in two teams together, playing in a lot of different ways. So, on a given night, 4-4-2, 4-3-3, 4-3-3 on a given night, that doesn't change anything. It's important.
Is it a tough game emotionally in terms of playing against a big crowd, with a big crowd in Florida, and then playing Brazil? We all know what Brazil means in soccer. Now playing this game against Canada, which is not the same level of opponent, but was it tough to concentrate for this game?
No, not at all. The national team, anytime you get a chance to pull on this jersey to represent your country, it's a huge honor. So for us, again, I thought there were some good things tonight that we can definitely look at and can be better. But all in all, three friendly games under our belt. I think we've made a lot of good strides. We're ready now for qualifying, because still that, at the end of the day, is what it's all about for us.
But I asked you about your dad coaching Egypt. Do you follow and you keep pace on his progress? You talk to each other, exchange emails out on the board.
Talk to him.
Thanks, Michael.